Thank you, Al Qaeda. Thank you for taking some initiatives.
You were like, no, you were like, I was just getting up.
Go ahead, bro. It's already crazy.
This is, we need to speak, right?
Yeah.
All right.
He don't know the name of the podcast. You've been on Fiverr. Go ahead, bro.
Thank you guys for tuning in to NPR again.
This is not funny.
Thank you guys for tuning in to We Need to Speak. It's a whole lot of people in here today, so you might not hear too much from me. He limited some of my time to 30 seconds, so I'm not going to be able to say much. You see how they do me. You see how he does his employees. I don't even get paid that much, but... We got a lot of people in the house today. Everybody want to introduce themselves? I'm sorry if anybody doesn't know my voice by now. This is Trap. I'm going to just...
Trap, you did a horrible job. Get out of here. We had enough of you. Get out of here.
At least we didn't do an hour's worth of work this time just to do it all over again.
I'm about getting my seat. I don't know what the hell you talking about. All right, everybody. Welcome, everybody, to the podcast. This is We Need to Speak, and today we're going to talk about life. I have at least 8 and a half co-hosts here today. I don't feel like naming everybody. There's a lot of people up in here. So who want to kick it off? I'm going to kick it off. Today we're going to talk about life, what it means to live. What is living to you? What's that?
Soup.
Nah, it's like miso soup.
Trying to be.
Don't worry.
Check her out.
I tried to be too.
Are you? Cash, are you vegan?
I'm trying to live forever.
Am I legal?
Are you vegan? Are you
not
vegan?
At all.
No?
Not at all.
If you're going to talk, you got to come close to the mic.
Okay, all right, no problem.
You're going to participate since you've been in here. You've been fucking with me for 2 weeks now, and now you're on here and shit. Okay. You know what? Now that I think about it, I think I am going to let everybody introduce themselves. So everybody just going to the mic and shit. I'm going to go from left. I'm going to go to left and go back to right, shooter style. No, I'm going to go straight to bro, and then he going to pass it to you. Pardon me. Move that motherfucking.
Well, you said you had two bros right beside you, nigga.
Peach breeze.
All right. What up? Swan Max. Hey, on the sit-in and shit, DJ, I'm a ranter, troll master. I pride myself in being a troll master supreme. I like to get the pot stirred. I like to ruffle feathers and all that shit. So we'll, you know, try to make it entertaining. Thanks for having me on the show.
No problem. You?
Shout out to
you gotta hold your own mic, baby.
Oh my bad. Shout out, nigga. This is my first time.
Go ahead.
Do you go by Bally or do you go by JMH?
Man, call him, how you
yeah.
know?
Okay.
Right. JMH.
All right, yeah, J. Okay.
I got you,
you know.
What is
JMH? I don't know.
What is that?
Oh, all right.
Yo, knock it off. Go ahead, bro.
This is Smooth checking in. BKA Cash.
You know
what I'm saying?
Yo.
Got a lot of black people in the building, so it's a lot of heat. Got my little baby here with me, so you might hear in the background here and there. But just coming to show love, support, and, you know, let my niggas know I got them. Love you.
Okay, love you back. What's up, bro?
You
up
next? What's happening? This is your boy, Induce Life, checking in with my boy. He got so many names, so we're just going to leave it at... What's today? It's Bally today, right?
Reese, man, get a light. It's Bally.
Reese. Nah, fuck it. It's Reese, because we got to go by the IG shit. How they going to find you? So, Reese, we're going to go by Reese today. No, all right. Yeah, all right.
Reese Harper. These niggas gay. Go ahead, bro.
What's up? As you always know, Taliban is in the house, because it is my house.
Nigga, we know it's your house. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, you good, bro.
Oh, yeah, all right.
It's my house.
I just introduced you.
We know who you are. Go ahead, bro. My bad.
Oh, yeah, you already know it's Big Jack. And you know if it's black, it make plaques.
Man, that's Al Qaeda. What's up, bro?
Yo, best rapper in Charlotte, you already know. It's your boy, Ja.
Yeah.
Lordy.
Hey. Yo, it's Bonnie Blues. I've actually not met most of you in this room.
I appreciate you for that.
I just walked in, you know, so I'm excited. Thank you for having me.
And I'm Trap again. That was me in the background doing ad libs. I am featured on the album as well.
Who's that?
Best rapper in Charlotte.
All right. I'm gonna paint some before we start talking about life. I'm gonna paint a picture for y'all. So we all around a picnic table. What's this? Now this is the cookout table and shit. Yeah. It's mad Dutch rappers over here. We got a baby wipe on the table because we hood like that. Some nigga done wiped his nose and left tissue on the table. That's cool. My mama's pet peeve is sitting on top of here, an empty roll.
Can you shout out that AC that's just kicking?
Shout out to
the
AC.
I had to look up. Like,
thank the heavens. Thank the universe for that.
Do I need to circulate it or?
Nah, you good, brother. That shit came right on time. Yeah. Yo, this nigga got filtered water
that's
in his house.
Saying,
he
bro.
Living with the white folk,
bro.
Nah, we. Yo, his water is filtered. He don't get no taps. That's he got purified man. Water coming straight out the tap. I think he got Gatorade coming out the tap. Boy, but like I said, we out here. I know. Spit the buddy on the alkaline. That's a good question. That's something to segue with. So you get alkaline water because you want to live good, am I right?
Yo, nah, this is just that fake woke shit. This promotion for my new tape coming out. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You know what I mean? Fuck with the boy. Nah, you know what I'm saying? RIP Dr. Sabi. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to live right. You know what I mean? Vonnie right here, this is like my life coach right here on my vegan wave. So she like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I was out here drinking Dasani, just like y'all. I was out here drinking Deer Park, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? She like, yo, you gotta get right.
Yo. Alkaline,
that Deer Park, that's
no,
the
it's not.
Yes, it is.
This shots fired.
I don't know.
Shots fired.
Three water's
yeah.
pH is like 7. But
you gotta I got that 9.5. I got that 9 grams.
You
gotta,
you
I got that.
High pH, you're gonna mess with me. You're gonna throw your balance.
Most people don't have a high pH in their body. They're mostly acidic because they're not eating the right thing.
Yo, my balance is fucked up, too.
Lemon.
Yeah, but you gotta be.
I just had some Wendy fries.
Hold on, wait. Yo, is this a motherfucking water podcast?
This is my type of podcast. This is what I've been trying to bring to We Need to Speak all the time. The mess.
I'm playing with
A fight is all I've been trying to bring to this podcast.
Nobody's gonna hear shit on this podcast but us. Just yelling. All right, word. Check this out. What?
Can I tell y'all why I'm drinking water right now, though?
Bruh. Yeah, all right, listen. I'm going to stop. Shit. No. See, you starting this shit. It's all because of you. I had control over this shit before you came. All right, bet. Oh, see the baby. See the baby. Now, my half a co-host has shut shit down. Thank you, half a co-host. All right, bet. So, the number one question is... What does it mean to live? Y'all got some knowledge on that. How do y'all feel about that? What does it mean to live? Who want to kick this off? Yeah, drinking water, a pot. Yeah, okay.
Hey, baby.
Cash, I'm about to kick you out.
Why? You love me.
Because you just got here and I'm kicking you out.
You love me.
Nah, I'm just playing. You ain't here. What's up, bro? Who want to kick it off? I got to talk about it.
What is it?
What does it mean to live? What's that? That's Taliban talking.
So,
I want to drink my beer, really. That's why.
So, basically, what it means to live is like, you know, once you get out of... Listen.
My bad. My fault, bro.
Once you get out of high school, life pretty much starts. Unless you just are ignorant to the fact that, you know, you're supposed to get out your mom's house. You're supposed to go get a job. You're supposed to pay bills. Now, if you're just sitting on your couch, then life ain't really started for you yet. If you still at your mom's house in the basement, life has not started for you yet. But... It's pain.
Let the homie finish it. I want to hear what you guys say. Go ahead.
I mean, who? Yeah, but I'm sitting in the couch in my own house, and I have my own car, and I get my own money. See, I'm not looking at mom's refrigerator to figure out what I'm gonna eat. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at my refrigerator. Yeah. So
what you doing? You shitting on the fuck niggas right now?
Nah.
You like to do that shit a lot. Bro.
I mean, but you asked what was life.
My bad.
You asked what was life. The question is.
I want to get a general consensus on what you're saying because I'm trying to summarize what you're saying right
well,
now.
Well, what I'm trying to say is life is all about, you know, being an adult,
being
paying bills. Yeah, paying bills and getting out on your own.
Who hurt you, Hurt Bay?
Huh?
Who hurt you, Hurt Bay?
This is what I was taught from my mom.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't sit in my mom's house after 18, so it was either go to school or go to the military. So I was like, I'm tired of school, so I'm going to the military. And that's what happened. So that's how life happened for me.
So your girl didn't cheat on you with a fuck nigga?
Probably.
I knew the pain was coming from somewhere.
Everybody.
I knew that pain was coming from somewhere.
Life begins when the egg meets the sperm.
That's life for you. So life begins for you at conception.
Yes, that's when it's here.
Okay.
I got my little conception right here.
Anybody else got an idea?
You know what I mean? Anybody and you build a life.
I'm looking at you. You just got here.
You build a life for the little person you create, and you know you teach them all about what life brings, ups and downs, the fakeness, the realness. The you know, life not gonna change. It's the people in it, the players in it.
Talk that talk.
You know, so.
My bad. Shorty, what does it mean to live? Yo, I think she got a good answer.
Oh, my bad. Shorty college. I got confused. You know what I mean?
I definitely think living life is about living it fearlessly. Like, at the end of the day, like, you're supposed to live your life without, like, worrying what other people got to say about you, what they think about you. Like, you just be 100% yourself. That's how I maneuver my way through life. Like, I don't really care what people think. Like, that's just a worrisome life to be wondering, like, what are other people thinking about me?
That nigga Jerome think about me.
Well, yeah, I just think of you was none of your business.
Like, shit. Like,
I wonder if that nigga fuck with me.
I wonder if, you know, so-and-so still, like, because I feel like a lot of people just living their lives wrong anyway.
That nigga Reese bought my new tape.
A lot of people live their lives worrying about other niggas, and, like, I feel like just worry about getting your money and you good. Like, worry about being good in life and everything else will fall in place, like, honestly.
Do you believe you only have one life? Or?
Oh, hell no.
Okay.
Oh, no.
We just conscious of this one. We have.
Soul energy never dies, so it's like.
The soul never dies, the spirit.
Fuck out of here. Y'all niggas live once.
I know, we are.
Niggas ain't coming back.
Okay, so what's the spirit and what's the soul? What's attached to the body?
Yo, that nigga,
I mean, I definitely think the body is more soul than spirit. Because your spirit can be anywhere. Like, you could leave your spirit in places that you go, but your soul, like, that follows you.
So,
like,
you think what's the body that's
nowhere near, huh?
I think the soul goes on to other places.
Bro,
the spirit is always there. That's like when you think about somebody you used to know, like, you start to feel that energy, like, that's their spirit in the room. Like,
right.
Like when my grandma died, I remember being at her funeral, like, I could just feel her. Ooh.
Uh-oh.
You good?
Oh, she made the face.
You good?
Everybody smiles, so she don't.
I got to play it all.
Everybody got to smile.
I remember being at my granny's home going and just feeling her spirit. Like, I had a few words, and, like, her spirit took over my body. Like, I don't remember what I said, but it was just her talking, like.
Even could.
But I don't know. Yeah, I think souls travel, spirits are, like, constantly everywhere with you.
Do you go on OBEs?
What's that?
OBE.
What's that?
Out of body experience, astral travel, when your spirit detaches from itself.
Lucid.
I mean, look, it can be lucid, but I mean, it's your spirit.
I knew you was woke when I seen you had two different earrings on.
Your spirit still attached when you were lucid dreams. Because when you go into out of body experience, your spirit detaches from the body.
Astral projection, I feel you.
Both, I mean, you know, tomato, tomato, you know.
That's what I'm saying. You're saying it more eloquently than I am, like, able to put it.
How you understand it.
I mean, I am, but I'm saying, like, when you explain it, yeah.
Cash, this ain't your motherfucking show. But you got something to say? You got something to say, bro? I got time.
Just let you know, Bally always hated on me from, like, 10 years ago. He likes to be the number one.
It's Bally Bucks, not Bally been hating.
You know.
Up.
He likes to be correct all the time. We had a conversation that converse was not a word. I mean, conversate was not a word. He argued me down.
I didn't argue
with
you.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Well, you know what? I'm not about to argue with you right now because Induced Life has something to say. Your name is Induced Life. You better have something to say.
Yo. Religion fucked up everybody.
I think
that's what a lot of it comes from, especially like modernized religion. Religion fucks up everything because people feel they get in this box, and when they get in the box, they can't think like basically like what y'all saying just now. They can't think. Shit is getting real over here. Like I'm nervous for my life.
Yo, beer gang. Maybe you gotta get the beer. Bro, you got something to say?
I don't have one.
Who?
Just sit on Valley Lab.
For me, life is all perspective. My man Joe said something about, you know, are you living life or are you just living? For me, life to me means basically achieving everything I envision myself, who I imagine myself to be, all my dreams and aspirations, basically scratching off all them things on my bucket list and really enjoying the life to the fullest. Trying to elevate mentally, trying to do my best to achieve the next level. I feel like reincarnation is something that happens to you because you're not doing something right when you're living, and you're not going to the next level, because there are other levels to this life. It's not just existing on this plane we know as Earth. So for me, I'm trying to be like a superhero. So I'm trying to be like a mutant. So in my next life, I'm trying to be like the next Galactus. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be Silver Surfer. So I'm trying to shoot laser beams out my eyes and shit. So, you know.
Did you reach that point, like that one thing you did, you like, damn, I know I got to come back to Earth?
Yeah, that's what I don't want to do that. I'd be like, oh, I didn't do that? Shit, I didn't. I don't want to be on my deathbed saying, damn, I didn't do this, I didn't do that. I want to be able to die saying, all right, cool. You know, I want to die happy. So that's what's life to me.
Where the big bird?
Okay, freaky. Yes. Freaky. Yes.
They call
this shit look, this shit look hella funny. Oh,
I believe. I believe life is about leaving, like when you die, to leave a universal legacy. I believe. I believe everybody has a purpose, you know what I'm saying, for breathing this fresh air. I believe that at the end of the day, we got two paths we gotta walk, and we can either be wrong or we can be right. But the moral of the story is, God give us the tools to leave that legacy behind. You feel me? Like, I don't give a fuck if you're on the level of Hitler. Hitler left a legacy behind. It was negative, but he left a legacy behind. That's why, at the end of the day,
that's my question. God or Allah?
You feel me?
Myself. Allah mean an arm, leg, leg, arm, head? Or Allah mean it's a spiritual being in the sky?
Oh, but hey, now that y'all said that though, this one thing about it though, it's been so much paganist shit. People, like, you gotta understand, this English language we speak has been, nah, for real, it's been fucked and stumped on. Like, so you gotta imagine, a lot of words that we don't understand in other languages have a way more positive meaning. You know what I'm saying? So when you say Allah, everybody keep jumping to God. They keep thinking of this supreme being you cannot see, you know what I'm saying? And all actuality, it's a little bit deeper than that, you know?
What is God? Joseph Ben, you
kind of
asked that.
I believe we all got God in us.
Do you believe?
I know.
Okay, so you know what?
What's the study?
I knew this shit was about. Oh, my bad. Go ahead. I was just trying to figure out what you're doing.
But see, when I say it like that, it's like it ain't took in the way it should, though. When you say man is God, you kind of got to break it down to a lot of people, because a lot of people don't understand when they say man is God. You feel me? They actually think, oh, you think you're God? You know what I'm saying? So that's why I had to break it down like that.
So you mean you got some people that say the black man is God, you got some people say the black woman is God. So what is God? Is God even a gender? Is God your higher self? What is the religion talking about when they're talking about, when they're referring to God?
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe it's some supernatural man being in the sky that created some gold streets and mansions that we don't see?
My man, God, turn around this way.
We see when we die.
Brothers, you deep. Yeah, my bad. Go ahead.
I'm just saying.
You want to ask a question?
Go ahead.
What is God? What is God? Is God a... Is God a man? Is God a woman? Is God the black man? Is God the black woman? Is God even a person at all? Is it your higher self? Is it when you elevate to that third eye, that third plantain, in your inner being, in your chakras? You know what I'm saying?
God is self-control. That's what
it.
God is.
You like to control other selves.
God is self-control.
So you are God.
You need to control your motherfucking self. Because every time this mic comes around, you ask all these goddamn questions. You need to be God and control your goddamn self.
You trying to control all ourselves?
No, it's okay. No. God is self-control. You need to control your goddamn self. Yeah. All
right. Oh, I love him, man. I ain't so,
so based on knowledge, we talked about life. We're talking about how do you... Cause so y'all answered my question, but it kind of like you answered with an open-ended more questions. It led to more questions. I think that's what life is about. Now, you was on, y'all was on the right subject. What I'm saying is, all I'm saying is, like, this is an infinite discussion. Like, it can't be stopped, because life is happening every single moment. Every time we make a decision, every time we make a choice, every time we make do a reaction, that's life. So the question that you are asking right now is what it is to live. It is to question everything. You can never be sure and stand on one perception of life. So we can talk about this into the circle down, the circle back up, but nobody's going to have a proper answer. You kept asking, what's God? Is it a man? Is it a woman? Is it alive? Is it not? But in all actuality, we're all pieces of the same puzzle. God is the grand design. So if you take step, if you get really close to a carpet, what you see? Little pieces of yarn. You see a stitch there, but you can't see what's going on. You step back far, and you can see the grand design for what it is. None of us have the power, yeah? Word. All of us together, she's trying to smoke. All of us together make God. Every single one of us is a piece of God. So that's my perception of it. I can't, it doesn't make up me, I'm right. You know what I'm saying? Every piece of us, without us, there is no existence of anything, because who's going to question who God is if we don't exist?
Is there such thing as death if everything lives?
Huh? Everything, there is such thing as death if everything lives, but death is just death means transition.
Yes, it means to transition.
That's right.
Exit is like a transition. Like, people use it. That's why, like, funerals are homegoing. Yeah. But we were talking about words. But how many people, like, do you offend people on your podcast? I want to say something, but it might
No, it's okay. This is what it's about. It's about opening the discussion.
I'm about to say, like, you're saying, like, what is God? And, like, even the Bible says, like, I'm big. I used to be, like, a Christian or whatever. But right now, like, I consider myself, I'm very spiritual. Like, I've read, like, the Quran. I've read, like, Buddhist texts and stuff.
Which Quran, the K or the Q?
The Q. Am I not? I feel like I'm talking. Okay.
You're good.
But like, the Bible says that, like, we are created after the image of God, right? So, like, if I'm created after the image of God, that means that God is me. God is a black woman, but God, it can also be a black man. But then, like, I take it a step further, like, we look at where Christianity is now, like, who's the major denomination, like, who's practicing is white people, but, like, they're allergic to the sun, like, so it's like, how can, like, God create beings and then make you allergic to the sun? So it's like, when we're talking even with that, like, on those levels, like, who is God? What is God? Like, can everybody be created in God's image? And if so, like, what is that?
So if you created in God's image, do you think you like your parents? So are your parents not your God?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. I mean, your kids worship you in a sense, like, they look to you to guide them, like, that's what people do.
Well,
she mentioned that we are made in God's image, so whatever God is, and we're made in the image, is our God not our parents? Because we are made in our parents' image. And what Bible are we referring to also? Because you got the 1611 King James that was rewritten. You know, we could go to the Hebrew Bible, which is one of the first ones. But all of these stories are being retold from.
So, to that point right there. So, like, when you look at the Bible, I guess the Bible in itself. I'm trying to think. Just the Bible itself is just a bunch of stories about people. So, like, if we take everybody at this table, how can you confine your whole life into a book? You're going to miss stuff. You're going to get a little bit. So, like, I mean, the scriptures, they kind of can mislead. They're going to give you, like, a overall of somebody's life, but they can't give you direct. So, like, growing up in the Christian background, everything the Bible said is gold. Like, yo, the Bible said it's law. But look, today I might feel like I'm the king.
Why are you talking about?
Right. But I mean, just in
they
general.
They got
like,
a gay Bible out
right,
now.
Right, but just
they
but
got
just
a
the
Queen
fact.
James version.
But that's not important, though. What's your
I'm
point?
Just saying. We talking about the Bible. Go ahead.
Yeah, but just but I'm saying just the fact that yes, like sir, you may think some way today, but tomorrow you might not think like that. But you was quoted yesterday of thinking that way. So the last quote you said, "Yo, I think God is supreme for this reason, and that's what everybody done live by." for years on because that's what the scripture they look at. But you might change the next day, not even thinking that way.
But the
so,
same analogy that he was paying this religion.
Right, right, right.
Hold on. Can I? Hold on.
Amen. Thank God for life. All right, because it's life. We're talking about life. We're not going to switch right.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We started getting into religion. Yeah. So, all right, so, everybody's basically, from what I can understand, everybody's meaning of life and when they feel alive is basically finding where they come from. You know, like, the meaning of life is to find your origin. Because that's what it sounds like everybody's trying to talk about, like, the origin of life instead of the meaning of life. So, does everybody feel like they're alive right now without knowing where they come from? Do everybody right at this moment feel alive?
Yeah.
Y'all would be general consensus that everybody feel alive. Alright, so how much? I got one more question though before I pass it on. So like every single, I got you, bro. So every day of your life, are you present in the moment, living your life every day in the moment? So that means, so I'm saying, do y'all feel alive every single moment, or do you feel like sometimes you kind of just check out and you're not living because you're asking all these questions in your head without even being in the moment? How often do you feel alive is the question I guess I'm asking.
Go ahead.
Come on, you want to get on in there?
Because I don't want to blow my beer breath in the beautiful.
It's all good, bro. The baby's high right now.
I'm in it. Honestly, when it comes to how many times I feel alive to how many times I feel not alive, I feel like a robot a lot of the times, because because everything that I've been taught is through life is that there has to be a certain way that things have to be done. Like I mention every day on this podcast that I'm an artist, so it's like when you grow up in a household where you're supposed to just get a job or you need to go to college, you know what I'm saying? Especially in my household, because my parents didn't go to college. So they really wanted me and my brother to go to college. But I wasn't that one to go to college. So I was really like, I was the one that they really like kind of, I don't know.
They put a lot on you.
We got other family members that would come over, like, you know, for Thanksgiving, and they'd be like, yo, what are you doing with your life? No, they wouldn't say it like that, but like, what have you been up to? And you know, the proper answer is, I'm in school right now, or, you know, I'm getting my master's in something. And all I'm saying is, yeah, I'm shooting music videos and shit. So it's like, it's just a constant, like, it's a constant, you know, state of like, what am I doing with my life, like questioning type thing, you know. But
that's because that's how somebody else makes you feel.
What was that, Callis?
I said, is that because that's how somebody else making you feel? You know what I'm saying?
Like absolutely.
I feel like niggas is here. Oh, it's facts. Niggas is here. Boom. Yo, but a real line. You remember, I think it was off Fly God. It's a song with Sky Zoo. My nigga said, niggas alive, but they ain't living. What do you say? You know what song I'm talking about? That West got with Sky Zoo? It's off Fly God. He said, niggas alive, but they ain't living. You better know the difference.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's kind of like that. I feel like I'm here, but sometimes I question shit like, yo, what if we all just like, you know what I'm saying?
Being controlled by somebody.
Like, what if it's something? You know what I'm saying?
The Matrix.
Like,
yo. We are living in a Matrix, though, so.
You know, I seen a post the other day that said, what if we living in the past, present, and future all at one time?
Hey, elaborate. You expand on that.
I don't know, I just
that.
Seen the post.
What is it?
Expand on that.
I don't know.
What do you think that means? Hold on.
Well, bro. I don't see the pharaohs of the day, so I can't see we living in the past, but.
Okay, so pose the same question to him.
What, to Mike?
Yeah.
So Mike, the other day I seen a post on Facebook and it said that, what if we're living in the past, present, and the future all at the same time? How do you feel about that, sir?
Oh, Question he was waiting on.
I mean, me personally, based on the shit I be looking at, I feel like there's no such thing as time. That's why... Mm-hmm.
that's if you living in the past, present, and the future at the same time, then that should just tell you that time doesn't exist. Time is just a time. Time is just created just so we can just live out our day. It's organization. It's when you're living in a civilized society, you need time to get things accomplished. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you look at calendars, like the calendars that we look at are fairly new.
It's new.
You know, so.
Niggas was just living before, like.
But, I mean, as far as that is concerned, I mean, it's just, it's one continuum. It's just, it's constant. I don't believe in time travel for that reason, because I'm like, I don't think time exists, so how could you go back? But that's pretty much it. I mean.
So if you can't go back and you don't believe in time, what was the moment that the ancient Egyptians was building the pyramids considered to you? It was not time, you can't go back to that, neither can you go towards it, and it's not here now. What is that? Because it's here. That's evidential.
That's a good question, and I think that your question is so deep and time is such an abstract thing that the real answer is you don't know. You can't know. There's some things you just don't know the answer to. And I think a lot of times people drive themselves crazy trying to find the answer of an infinite type of answer or the explanation is such an infinite thing, but our mind is very finite.
So 1,000 years from now, you think people can't answer questions?
They're going to still be stuck. They'll still be stuck. We've been asking ourselves these questions since the beginning. You know what I mean? So.
When did life begin, do you think?
When did life begin?
Where?
Where?
Space.
Well, see, that's the thing.
Whose space are you believing? Whose space are you believing?
And then that becomes a.
Like, whose space? Like, we say
space. The universe.
Whose space, though? Like, have you ever been to space?
As above, so below.
Cash, you answer that.
Understood.
My experience, space must be.
I'm just asking. No. I didn't have two totes. What's the question?
Answer your question. Ask yourself.
What's the question?
What is space?
Like, whose space?
Mine.
No. I said whose space. Like,
you answer that.
Because the only part of the space we've seen was what they show us. But if
I see space, I am the universe.
I'm talking about. I understand what you're saying. So above, everything is everything.
So it must look like me. Like, but, if this is my space, this is my universe. Then as above, so below. Right?
But you know, there's no such thing as imagination. In a sense that nothing can be created out of something that has never been seen.
Yeah.
So with these, so to speak, aliens, who's seen them and what are they? Where did they come from? The space that we know, the Milky Way galaxy, the Milky Way that we know, who's seen it to let us know that's what it is?
I feel like I'm an alien, so again.
I mean, we're the only species on Earth that talk. We got to be aliens.
First of all, Cash, I feel where you're going. I feel exactly where you're going. I know what you're saying, question everything. So what Cash is doing, because I see what she's trying to do right now. Leave her alone. Cash is wanting to stir up stuff by asking questions that she doesn't even listen to. She doesn't even have the fucking answer to. No, but listen to me. When you ask these questions, you deliver a premise and you get everybody talking on it like you the fucking host. You're not the host. This is what you do. So let me finish. When you do this, you have to explain yourself. You have to say, all right, I'm asking this question because. So when you say, okay, what is space? Is there such thing as space? I'm like, okay, so do you have the answer there? You're like, nah, I'm just asking. What are your intentions behind the question?
I want to see everybody's point of view. Get a basic idea.
But you know the problem with that? I called you here for your goddamn point of view, not to ask everybody else their goddamn point of view. I'm asking because you talking the whole fucking time. What's your point of view?
Mr. Joe?
This is what I want to know.
Mr. Joe, aka Control.
I'm not. I'm trying to figure out your point of view.
This is what
Sagittarius and Cancers do all the fucking time, bro.
I'm going to stop talking.
No,
I want to let the other 18.
Now she
got to
stop talking.
I want to let the other 18 people.
Why you can't just cooperate? she got to stop talking. She can't just cooperate.
I've never been on a podcast.
Okay.
Or anything like this. I like intellectual conversations with people that are of a higher understanding than dumbass people that don't even know what 2 + 2 is.
Right.
And don't know the difference between converse and conversate. You know what I mean? But
I just like how you elevate the conversation.
Answer my question.
I'm answering it, man. I ain't never been on the podcast before.
No, not that part.
I'm answering the way I want to, not the answer you want
to
give.
No. This answer this question. What is space?
Well,
because I asked you that at the very beginning of this. What is space? What do you call space?
The space I was referring to was the space they show us. Now, it could be 2 meters of space. Space in the unknown world outside of this earth.
Mm-hmm. What's your
in
meaning
the space that we're in right now.
What's your meaning of space?
I just told you.
Which one you choose?
Which space are you referring to?
Your space.
This is my space then.
So, this space, which is
my space.
This space, that's your space.
.com.
Which is inside of space itself, which is also inside of space. That is space itself, right? You feel where I'm going with this? It's all space. So it doesn't matter what you compartmentalize something that you are trying to expand upon.
You know
upon.
How far
this is
away,
what I'm saying.
You know how far like, away from the earth they would have had to be to get a picture.
It doesn't matter. Even that doesn't matter. It's just that space is so.
Would be so far away.
Yo, you are too fucking deep.
Too toed.
Yo, go ahead.
No,
I'm serious. Go ahead. Bro, you are so deep. Go ahead. Keep going.
I feel a connection because she and I will have a conversation, man.
All right, go ahead.
Right.
I needed her in here.
And we see. Like, right, yeah, okay. We here a little bit. And I fuck with that. How many females you ever seen me being around? Except one.
I need to add them. Let them talk. Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
I'm saying,
you're fine. Cash,
I've been muted, man. I'm for real, man.
I'm going to say this. Cash, I am very happy that you came. I'm greatly appreciated that you come to ask these questions because we need a little controversy here. I was beginning to get bored with Taliban. Which Taliban? The reason why I'm talking so bad about Taliban is because Taliban chose not to talk in the fucking podcast, and he was friend number two, but now he's down to friend number three. I think Cash might replace him soon.
Goddamn.
That's pretty bad.
People,
oh, damn, I forgot. Yeah, you five. You didn't pick the fucking phone up at 3 o'clock in the morning. So we called. I called. I said, Your Real Friend? Wait. Oh, let me ask you. Okay, before I even say anything else. Do you remember seeing him at any point ever?
Probably in the shows
like
or something.
That.
Hold up. What's it?
Yeah,
I got a point behind
guy.
This. Have you? Do you remember seeing him ever? It's like when me and Desmond, you was hanging up.
Oh, shit. Why you gonna do that?
Nope. You don't remember seeing him?
Hold up.
But you know who picked out the phone? This nigga picked out the phone and you ain't even see him. This nigga knew me before I was me. I just met him. I just met this man. He picked the fucking phone up, bro. You are friend number five.
Yo, who am I giving this to?
I don't even want to pass the blunt.
Did you tell the whole story though?
No, what whole story? What? Did you didn't pick up? That's the whole story.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, go ahead. This is a good lesson in life. Oh, you know who two people are talking right now? The two people didn't pick up the goddamn phone. So this is what I want to say about life.
This is Trap with a capital T.
Your friends will leave you.
This is Trap with a capital T.
Don't fuck with you.
It was 3 o'clock in the morning. This nigga decided that he was gonna call everybody up and wake their ass.
Yo,
fuck, get the fuck out of here, nigga. Nah, fuck.
It's Lordy. My nigga hit me. I said, "Oh, what up?"
Yo, cut his mic off. Yo, cut his fucking mic off. Cut it. Cut his. Cut his. Yo, moderate this shit, nigga. Let's go. Moderate this shit, nigga. Let's go.
Somebody just came and gave me $90. I was half up. I'm like, "Oh, my nigga hitting me. What up?" This is a real nigga on the line. I don't care if I'm up,
nigga, I was knocked out.
In the shower. You know what I mean?
I was knocked out because life was knocking my ass out, bro.
Why these niggas are still trying to explain this?
At the time, I was going through separation anxiety. You know what I mean? So I was just like, I'm fucked up. You know what I'm saying? So you just good to catch me at any time.
Hold on, bro. You're not supposed to take that away. Yeah. Don't take that away. You a real nigga, bro.
No, but I was like,
you a real nigga. That's it. That's it. Don't explain yourself for being a real nigga. Hey, listen. He explained why he a real nigga, and that just means y'all not. So it's cool. It's cool. Y'all not real niggas.
Hit me anytime.
I hit him, bro. Anytime.
Did you say it was like mad people? Everybody was chilling.
That's okay, man. It ain't no numbers in my friends.
Y'all was having a whole party.
You still, it's okay, Derek. It's all right, Derek. It's okay.
The whole party going on.
Don't worry.
Get the call
Derek.
Before
you still number three. You still my number three, nigga.
If you sleep, you sleep.
Yo. You did it. All right, my bad,
Everybody don't got sleep next to their phone. You know what I mean?
It's all good. It's all good. Nigga is down to number three now. That's all I gotta say. But yeah, like, this is life. This is what we talk about right now. This is a sum up of life. You know what's interesting about life? No matter what perception you have on life or whatever opinion you got, we can all agree that the same questions draw people who have never met each other together, because it is a question that everybody has. You ain't never met him. He ain't never met you. He ain't never met him. It's all these people in this room. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying, the point is, life brings us together, whatever it is, whether we have a question about it or not, or whether we feel like it exists or not, or whether we feel like this is a simulation or not, it brings everybody together. So that says something. So I want to keep having these discussions to bring people together. And this is what this podcast is about. So, anybody got something to say before I close this out? Because I ain't got really. Cash stole the fucking show. She can't come back. Y'all niggas forget y'all for y'all met Cash. Be honest about that.
I love her, honestly.
Nah, that's my sister. I love her to death.
Who's the Sagittarius?
She is. Yeah. I'm the Cancer and shit, so I just get butt tight about that shit. Yeah, she gets on my nerves.
Y'all be butthurt.
Yeah, that shit crazy. Nah, I'm just playing. But love y'all guys. Keep checking in with us every week Wednesday. I think we'll post this Friday. And this is We Need to Speak. I'm King Reese, or whatever I want to be called. And I'm out.
Yo, yo, yo.
Peace and love. Peace and light. As Erykah Badu say. Damn, I still got it at the end.